just about actually doing some relaxation breathing or relaxation techniques. This is one of the most simple one. I'll tell you, regardless of whether you're a priest, a lay person, it doesn't matter where you work, doing this a couple times a day really helps you to get refocused. Sit up straight, close your eyes, inhale and exhale slowly, easily, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Focus on something pleasant. Try to clear your mind. Think about rising when you inhale and slowly releasing when you exhale. That just helps you just get refocused and re-energized. This is also something to really practice at the end of your day, before you're ready to go to sleep at night. When you feel the idea that you can run around, race around, do all your responsibilities, and then just hop into bed and pass out, normally that's not going to work. And eventually that will not work, because your mind's racing and you're not clear and you're not ready to really enter in. So practicing some of the breathing and relaxation techniques, it takes a little practice. It's not the easiest thing to do. So exercise. Well, exercise is something most of us hate. Some of us love. Some of us are impartial to it, somewhere on the fence. But exercise has to be part of your day. The thing about exercise is it can really boost your mood. People don't think about that. The next slide talks about the endorphins. When you exercise, there's a natural physiological response that, believe it or not, makes you happier. People that exercise, believe it or not, have more energy. Some people think, well, if I exercise, I'm going to be so tired, I can't do that. Yes, for the first week or two. After that, you become invigorated. The exercise actually helps to boost your wakefulness time, makes you more alert, allows you to function better. It can act as a great distraction. There's nothing like going and working out and trying to clear your mind. And it increases your resiliency to the effects of stress. The interesting thing about exercise is they still do recommend 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week. That's it. Doesn't have to be 30 minutes of continuous exercise. If you're someone who's physically fit and you want to raise your heart rate and do all of those things, then it would need to be blocked together. But even if you can't find time to do it during the day, 3 10-minute walks. For 10 minutes, do some stretching. For 10 minutes, do as many jumping jacks as you could possibly do. Yeah. It doesn't really take a lot of time just to be active. Running, sports, and gardening, some people don't really attribute exercise. They just attribute it with long-distance running or lifting heavy weights or doing some type of sport. It can be anything that you like to do that gets you up and gets you moving. As I mentioned, it pumps up your endorphins, and those are known as your feel-good neurotransmitters. It's meditation in motion because it helps to get you away from your daily stressors. I already talked about getting refocused, enhancing your mood, lower symptoms of depression and anxiety. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. And it improves your sleep. It can very much offset the stressors that disrupt your sleep.